开始了。 Father, we count honor and privilege just to call upon the sweet and loving name, Lord. We thank you for the day, for all the blessings that you've given us, Lord.
Amen.
Allowing us together another night in your house, Lord. We ask God that you bless this service, Lord. Lord, you bless the missionaries here, the preaching and using according to your divine will. Lord, if they be one under the sound of my voice and doesn't know you in the free part of the Lord, I pray you'll put conviction on the heavy and real. Lord, I continue to help and bless this church. You'll be with all those on the prayer list. You know the ones sick, you know the shut-ins, you know the ones dealing with loss. Lord, you be with all of those, Lord. You help them, the ones coming through surgery. Lord, you bless and touch our pastor, Lord. You keep him improving his voice, Lord. You help him, you lead him and guide him, Lord. And everything that's said and done tonight, we'll bow our unworthy heads and hearts and say, Jesus, done it all. Amen.
Good to be here in the house of the Lord. Amen. What a blessing to be here and be with you all. And it's my honor and privilege to visit your church again for about 4 to 5 years now. And we came here, Geraldine and I, 2019. And some of you, I hope you could remember us. Amen. And let me introduce myself. And I'm Brother Jimmy Mercado. And the Spanish meaning of mercado is supermarket. When you are in the Food Lion or somewhere like Walmart, you always remember us, Brother Supermarket. Well, we came here almost 2 months now, and we're getting ready to go back home. God always do a miracle things and amazing things in the ministry in the Philippines. Actually, 11 soul, May 1, 11 soul follow the Lord in water baptism in May 1, while we are here. And then yesterday, Brother August, one of our pastor in our church, he texts me, he sent me a picture on it. One soul got saved. Amen. It's a woman, and I sent it to Pastor Tony. She's a paralyzed woman, but she accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as her Savior. Amen. And well, God is good. And you know, I appreciate your pastor and his family and your church. I know this is a special service for us. Thank you so much, the pastor. Thank you so much, church. Thank you so much for having us again to be here. And I'm excited to update you what's going on in the ministry in the Philippines. As you know, Philippines is a lot of islands. It's 7,107 islands, and we are in one island. It's called Luzon, and we close to Manila. And if you've been in Manila in the Philippines, we are around 1 hour away in Manila, and it's close by. But the place the Lord took me there, it's 77,000 people. Only one stoplight. It's just about suggestion. Yeah, it's about suggestion. But you know, God's good to us, and As you remember, when I came here, tried to raise a fund for the construction, God provide everything that we need. Amen. Everything that we need. God's good. In the middle of pandemic, I know it's tough to us, and it's hard. Geraldine and I, we cannot able to go out. We're always in the house in the Philippines, and the government give us a card. Like, for example, if you have a red card, you have go outside just once a week. And then that's it. But God is faithful to us. Amen. God is faithful. On the pandemic, we are ongoing construction until the Lord has blessed the ministry. And we already have one church now, a daughter church in our community. Our vision is to put small churches in the community. We have 14 villages, and we already put one daughter church in the community. And we're looking and praying for 13 small churches there in that city. It's called Bustos. But some of the games you will see later as we view it. You will see how the Lord doing amazing things in the ministry in the Philippines. And church and pastor and folks, I just want to let you know, you had a part on it. Every soul that God saved for the last few years, you have a part on that. Every Filipino soul God saved, you got a part on that. And I'm thankful for this church, because this church on the middle of pandemic, you always send your support to us, and that we are able to we did in the ministry. And thank you for being a part of that ministry. Amen. And I appreciate so much. And without you, we cannot do nothing actually. But thank you for your love in the ministry in the Philippines. I know. You know, the heart of God is in a mission. Amen. The heart of God is in a mission. And we thank God for your church. I know you love mission. Amen. And you've been a part of that ministry in the Philippines. And you will see some of the glimpse. And I will ask later, and my wife can come. Thank you, church.
Hello, I'm Brother Jimmy Mercado, and my wife is Sister Geraldine Mercado. God called us in the city of Bustos, province of Bulacan, where people are very religious, and 70% of the population are devoted Catholic and other religious groups, passing by every day in the area. And so people doing wrong tradition and ignorant of the gospel. My heart was burdened, for I am also one who was lost, who in need of a Savior. It is sad that people are very religious, not knowing that they are lost. The Bible says, how can a blind lead the blind? Shall they that would fall into the ditch? In 2013, the Lord gave me a vision to bring the gospel to the people. I do not know how, but I have a big faith to the Lord. But someday, His name will know and His gospel will spread in the city. I started this ministry from scratch by thanksgiving, visitation, Bible study, and so many. A few lost souls heard the gospel and accepted the Lord Jesus Christ and got saved. Our first service was held in June 2013 in a small apartment where I used to live. As time passed by, the Lord is at hand in saving souls that we had to move in a larger area to gather the people. Children feeding. Summer Vacation Bible School, Youth Sport Evangelism, Campus Ministry, Proverbs Women's Group, Men's Leadership, are the ministry that Cornerstone have. Gusto City full of harvest, a harvest of lost souls. So through this ministry, we were able to reach the lost, fed to struggling children, help and depress youth to direct their path, teach women to become a godly woman in Proverbs that pleases God, train men to become leaders, but most importantly, to share the Lord Jesus Christ to the lost, for they are really in need of a Savior. Fruit of this man's leadership, one man has surrendered his life to the Lord and became full-time pastor who will now use his life in bringing the gospel to one of the villages in the city. God is so good. But when 2020 came, the conflict has begun. The pandemic arose where churches activity are not allowed. This brought up a lot of chaos all over the world. Many people died without salvation. Many families were separated from one another. We are prisoned and we cannot do anything. But in spite of it, we still praise God, for He remained faithful to His people. And the pandemic did not hinder us to serve Him more, to reach the lost through the help of technology. Pandemic became a way from the people to turn back to Him and to realize that He is still in control of everything. During pandemic, we witnessed God's hand when He turned our vision into reality to build a permanent place of worship in this city. It is also pandemic when the construction of our church is ongoing. It is very tough. Supply are limited. Prices of material were higher than usual. But God's provision and mercy never fail, for He provided everything we need. And this will not be possible without your sincere prayer, help, and sacrifices. We praise God for having a partner in the ministry that has a big heart to help for His glory. In December 2021, we were able to move in a new building and start our first service. How amazing it is to see the powerful work of God. We give Him all the glory and honor, for He is worthy to be praised. Until now, we were still amazing on what God has done in our midst. Now, our vision is to have a parking area and a children's center near in our church. We believe that God will provide just like what He did in the past. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Thank you for being part of this ministry. To God be all the glory.
Church, that's the ministry that the Lord has done in the Philippines. And I appreciate your help, your effort, your monthly basis, support to us. And thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Church. And someday we'll go home in heaven and you see a lot of Filipino that say thank you to you for your great investment in the ministry. I got saved. And we're looking forward for it. And as we live in this world, where the Lord called us to share the gospel to the lost and dying world. And as we love the ministry, as we love the Great Commission, as we go farther, you know, the Lord will use us. Amen. And we came here just raising funds. I will let my wife, she will sing a song, and let her to tell she have a feeding ministry program, and I will let her to tell.
Good evening, church. Good evening, pastor. Thank you so much for having us this evening. This is a very special service for us, and we will not forget this. We will never forget this. I remember we were here in 2019, but we went to your church of the building there, and we went here. It was winter, so it was my first time to see a snow map then in 2019. I enjoyed the snow. It's very beautiful for me, and we're just so thankful for your church. You were the, you know, the church that's helping us in the ministry in the Philippines. We got arrived here 2 months now, and when we left our country, it's 95 degrees weather. So when we got arrived in New York, it's 30 degrees. Jimmy and I, we were freezing. It's very cold for us. Can you imagine you are living in a 95 degrees weather all year, and then you go in a country which is very, very cold, and Jimmy and I, and then I was telling Jimmy, it seems like we are always inside the refrigerator all the time. But we're just so thankful, and the Lord gave us a traveling mercy. It's a 22 hours flight from our country, and they were ahead 12 hours in our country. Like today, it's around 6 in the morning in our country. So when we got arrived here, Jimmy and I was looking for a lunch at 12 midnight because it's our lunchtime there and my stomach's not used to it. We're supposed to eat at 12 midnight here because it's our lunchtime. And then Jimmy said, no, you need to sleep. You need to sleep and wake up in the morning. We can get breakfast in the morning. So we just sleep and we adjusted for 2 weeks. Our sleep is not it's not the same like in the Philippines. And we're just so thankful for His traveling mercy. And next month we will go back home. And this evening we're so excited to show you the ministry in the Philippines. You know, your church is helping us. Thank you for loving missions. Thank you for loving missionaries like us and ministry in the Philippines. Because whatever the Lord had done in the ministry in the Philippines, you were part of it. Those souls that are getting saved, you were part of it. Those kids that are getting a feed, you were part of it, because we have this children feeding ministry. When Jimmy and I got married, we started this children feeding ministry. I was a school teacher before, public school teacher, but after a year, I resigned from my job and helped my husband to become full-time in the ministry. So after a year, we started this children feeding ministry, and we are still doing it until now. And we go from village to village because in our church, where the church is, there were 7,000 of people. And we have the 14 villages. We call it 14 villages. It's like a street. But they were 1 hour away from each other. So we are doing a feeding ministry. And you see those youth group there. They are helping me to teach those kids. Around 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. in the morning, we already go to a market to get some fresh food that we can feed the kids. And we call it macaroni soup. I know you have a mac and cheese here, but we have a macaroni soup in the Philippines, and the kids love it. It's made a lot of soup and a milk. That's why we call it macaroni soup. But spaghetti is a very special food for the kids in the Philippines. It's a treat. It's a treat, and they can only have spaghetti on their birthdays, Christmas, New Year. So when you give them spaghetti, they were so happy. They were jumping in tears. So it's very special for them. Because of your church, we were able to feed those kids, to reach those kids, teaching them Bible lessons and songs. And aside from reaching those kids, when the kids come, the parents also come. So that's the opportunity for us to share the gospel with them too. So through that ministry, the people are getting saved. So thank you for all of you that are loving the ministry in the Philippines. You were a part of it. Thank you so much. Your church never stopped supporting us in the pandemic. It's hard for us. You saw in the video, it seems like we are in prison, because in the Philippines, it's very hard. You have the 6 days. But only 1 day you can, we have 7 days, only 1 day you can go out to get your essentials. The rest of the 6 days, you just need to stay in the house. There are policemen on the road. There are sheriff on the road. If you go out, they will put you back home. So it's very hard for us. But it just lasted for a couple of months, and we even experienced persecution. The police don't want us to gather for the past few months after the pandemic. But we still praise God. We praise God because He made it possible through online services, and it helps a lot to the people in the Philippines, and souls are getting God saved through to the online services, and we're still doing it until now. So thank you so much, and thank you for your investment in the ministry in the Philippines. Now I would love to render a song. I hope this song will be a blessing. And I got saved when I was 12 years old, and this song's a special song for me because since I got saved, you know, the Lord, I just can't help but praise God for everything He has done in my life and in the ministry in the Philippines. Well, Pastor, thank you so much, your family, and we're always praying for you back home in the Philippines.
I'm gonna leave my head high, so praise Him for all He's done.
wish I could bring my guitar with me in the Philippines. But my young people, I will let them to use it while, you know, they're using it for some ministry. So I cannot be able to bring it. So this is not Filipino guitar. This is American guitar. Amen. So somebody let me to use guitar. And while we are here, I can use it as guitar. Amen. And we will sing together. And hope this song will be a blessing. Pastor, thank you so much, and his family and friend here. And I recognize some of your face, and thank you for recognizing my voice and recognize my name. But it's a blessing and honor. And some of the glimpses that you could see, it's God did amazing things in the ministry. And now we got a good problem, Pastor. Not a bad problem. And sometimes we have a family Sunday. We call it family Sunday, where our member in the church bring their family, their friend in the church. Sometimes we are running more than 150 attendance in that church. Mm-hmm. And we get that idea, Pastor, in Joshua. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So everybody bring their friend and visitors, and we will worship the Lord. And sometimes we are running out room, but God's good. Amen. God's good. And now we come here, we pray a lot of this to come here, to come back and raise a fund for a parking lot and children's center because my wife, she just teaching 300 children. She just feed them, and some of his group, and some of us, we have a men's group and young people. We always go yonder every village. We saturate every villages to share the gospel tracts and share the word of God. And God's good, amen. God is good, and that's why we will try to raise this fund for this parking lot and playground and children's center. I know it's a tough year, but we believe the Lord will provide on it. Amen. We believe the Lord will provide, and we're looking for every churches that commit $1,000 or some individual that commit $1,000 on the fund of this project, because this project is cost $40,000. And like we did 2019, it's I don't know where I could get the fund, but the Lord always provide everything that we need. You know, when we do the construction, pastor, I was kneeled down my knees and pray the Lord. Lord, may you provide these things. May you provide these things. And the Lord did happen and everything that we got. And now the Lord blessed the ministry. Amen. And it's been a blessing. And how see the ministry is growing, and young people are surrendering their life, and men in the church that undoing the leadership training, and some of them they're willing to surrender their life and become full-time pastor. We already have one now, and looking for next year to send out another pastor. And please pray for us. Amen. And church, you got a part of this ministry in the Philippines. Amen. Well, it's a blessing to be here again. And if you understand me, just nod your head. If you cannot understand me, just continue nod your head. Your pastor is my friend, and every time I call him back in the Philippines, I call him around 11 o'clock in the evening there. Probably it's 11 o'clock in the morning. It's 12 hours different, and I told him that's the future. Just kidding. It's a blessing. Well, 2007 is the first time to came here in the United States, and somebody took me to the Dollar General. And Family Dollar and Dollar Tree, and I get a toothpaste is $1. I get a shampoo is $1, and the soap is $1. I was thinking in my mind, pastor, oh, what a mighty dollar. But now it's not a dollar anymore. I don't know why. I don't know why. I'm so excited to show Geraldine, my wife, to this is $1.03, $1 General. Everything that you got is dollar. But now it's not $1 anymore. I don't know what happened. Amen. But God's good. Amen. I came all the way to West Virginia to come and visit you and say thank you for the effort and for the generosity and hospitality, for your help in the ministry. You are a big part in our ministry. When we start the construction, we start when we pouring seven pastor, we start 7 o'clock in the morning. We're done about 5 o'clock in the morning. And I got a lot of cement in my head and everything that I got always cement. Because back then in the Philippines, we don't have a machine like you have here. We do it by bucket and share something on that. But God is faithful, amen. We have a lot of men and young people willing to help. That's why the church is it's built, amen. God's good. Open your Bible in the book of Luke, in the Gospel of Luke. I won't keep you long. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23. It's a joy to be here again. Luke chapter 23, verse 33, just one verse. And hopefully we will get this message for the Lord, from the Lord. And may the Lord help me to preach this message Luke chapter 23, verse 33. Say amen if you are there.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says, and when they were come to the place, just remember that place, church. Amen. Just remember that place. And which is called Calvary. There were crucified him, and the malefactor, one on the right hand, and the other on the left. Shall we pray? Shall we bow our head and pray? Our Father, tonight, we are humbly asking your grace and mercy that may we feel your presence, O God, tonight. And tonight, O Lord, if anybody here that not saved, I pray, O God, tonight, this is the day of their salvation. Lord, I pray that may you use us, may you anoint me, O God, may you hide me in your cross, hide me in your pulpit, may the power of God be upon us, O God. Lord, we cannot do nothing without you. We are needy people and longing to you, O God, this evening. Lord, I pray, O God, this church, may you bless this church, may you guide Pastor Tony, O God, and his family. Lord, may you use them in a mighty way, O God. Lord, may you heal his voice, O God, that he can come back his voice again and preach again to the Word of God. Lord, thank you for the friendship. Thank you, Lord, for this church that been a part of our ministry in the Philippines. May you bless every soul and those people that give in mission. May you bless them. Lord, once again, we love you and we praise you. In Christ's name, amen. In the book of Luke, you could see here in verse 33, when they were come to the place. And always think that place, it's not the ordinary place. Amen. It is a place that the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross because for us. Amen. And church, what you see on that cross is not the ordinary people, or it's not ordinary men. It's not the Sadducees people. It's not the Pharisees people. You could see on the cross, it's not the religious leader. What you see on the cross is the name Jesus Christ dying on the cross for you and for me. Amen. What the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. That cross is that place is the cross that Jesus Christ died on our behalf. And we thank God for you and I, the Lord, doing that he just suffered for us. What you see is here. The church is not doing good is enough to go to heaven. It's doing religious is not to go to heaven. You need the Lord Jesus Christ. What you know what? And the Bible says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. And church, tonight, let me show you what the Lord has done on the cross. What that place. And I remember that place when I was sinner and the Lord saved me. Amen. And we thank God for that cross. And that cross, you could see the signs of suffering. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. Prophet Isaiah said, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Without sharing of his blood, there is no remission of sins. Amen. We are all sinners, need the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank God that place, amen, that place is called Calvary. That place the Lord died on the cross because for us. You know why? God created people to worship him. Not people doing their own. But suddenly, sad to say, a lot of people doing their own something. They are not relying to the Lord. Amen. A lot when the COVID-19, there's a lot of people relying their own self, relying their own treasure. But let me tell you tonight, we need the Lord. We need the Lord because he suffered for us. See? Because he loved us so much. That's the one. And can you imagine how the Lord suffered for us? How the Lord carrying the cross? How the Lord, how our Roman soldiers beat him? How Roman soldiers give him a vinegar? How our Roman soldiers tried to beat him and put a nail on his hand? That's the suffering. And sometimes you are just thinking about yourself. You're just thinking about your suffering. Lord, why are you doing this? What, Lord, why are you doing this for me? When the Lord answered my prayer. But let me tell you tonight, just always think the suffering of the cross before you are doubting to His power. Don't be doubt. And the disciples tried to doubt. Can you imagine about those disciples are doubting to the Lord? They never see the power of God. Every time you always on the situation like this, like that, always think how God is recognize you, how God is how God doing something in our life for the best for us. Amen. But sometimes we always ask the Lord. But sometimes you always ask something. Lord, what happened in my life? You know why? We have a sins against God. But let me tell you, as long as you never surrender that sin to the Lord cannot use you. The Lord cannot use you. Amen. You could see the sign of suffering. Amen. And here on the third, you could see the sign of warning. Let me tell you tonight, hell is real. Amen. I don't know if any here, that body here, that know the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me tell you, hell is real. Amen. Hell is real. And you cannot go to heaven without God. But the Bible says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's God. Amen. That's God. You cannot, the good word cannot save you. Your religion cannot save you. You need God. Amen. You need God. And you could see here the sign of warning. Revelation chapter 20 verse 14 to 15. And the death and hell were cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. I'm glad tonight the Lord written my life. The Lord written my name in the book of life. Amen. We're not going to the past, to the lake of fire. We're going to heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm glad tonight, amen, that my name is wrote down in the book of life. And we are glad tonight your name written in the book of life. Because we accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And here in Revelation chapter 21 verse 8. But the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderer and adulterer, all liars shall have part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Can you imagine, church, about the Lazarus and the rich man? Right? You could see the hell is real. Amen. That's the reality. Amen. Hell is real. And you could see when Lazarus died and the rich man died, and the rich man said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. That's why hell is real. And tonight, a lot of us right now, a lot of friends that they are not accepted the Lord, they are unbelievers, they are going bound to hell if we cannot able to share the gospel to the Lord and thy word tonight. And tonight, this is challenge that you and I, that we can go yonder, that we can go to our neighbor, that we can go to our friend and share this book about this message, about the Lord's God's love. To us. In 1990, 8% atheists that not believing in God. In the year 2020, that's the year of pandemic. 30% of atheists believe that there is no God. But in the book of Daniel chapter 2 verse 28, the Bible says there, but there is a God in heaven. Hallelujah. We believe that there is a God in heaven. We believe that there's Jesus Christ hanging on the cross because He loves us too much. Amen. How come Muhammad is not a God? Mary is not a God. Only Jesus Christ, the way of salvation. Amen. That's our God. Amen. That's our God. And you could see here the sign of suffering. And you could see here the sign of warning. And look, what the Lord has done.
This is the sign of victory. Hallelujah. This is the sign of victory. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to verse 11. The Bible says here, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself as no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in a fashion as a man." Look what the Lord has done. He humbled himself. He humbled himself and became obedient unto them, even the death of the cross. The question is this evening, are we obedient to God's call? Are we obedient to what the Lord has want us to do for us? Are we obedient to what the Lord has He wants us to do in the ministry to get yonder? In verse 9, "Wherefore God also had highly exalted him and given him a name which above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow, on things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Hallelujah. That's the victory, church. And you and I, you have a victory. Everybody that had accepted the Lord Jesus Christ has a victory. We're going to walk to the silver and gold. Hallelujah. We're going to walk to the silver and gold. We're going to say that the Bible says there's no more pain, no more sorrow. Amen. That's the Lord's victory for us. Amen. And you could see here, church, after he came down to this earth. And after he came down, he lay down. He died to the cross for us. And after he came down, he sat down. Amen. And after he sat down, he will put down the enemy someday. And I believe he will put down the enemy someday. Amen. And church, that's the sign of the victory. We all have a victory to the Lord. That's why we have the victory in Jesus. I don't know what your situation is. I don't know what your trials is. But let me tell you tonight, we have a victory. We have a victory. The Lord always answered prayer for us. The Lord always do the best things for us. What a great victory for us. Thank you, Pastor.